You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Andy Malinsky, who is a professor of organizational behavior and psychology at Brandeis University's International Business School. Andy is also the author of the new book, Reach, a New Strategy to Help You Step Outside Your Comfort Zone, Rise to the Challenge, and Build Confidence. Andy, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. So why do you think it's important for people to be able to learn to reach outside of their comfort zones?
I think all of us have situations where we hold ourselves back. And, you know, what I talk about in my book is sort of these everyday little acts of courage. So these are situations like, you know, it would be great for you to be able to make small talk with colleagues, with clients, et cetera, but you're uncomfortable and awkward making small talk. Or, you know, for similar reasons, it would be great for you to be able to network, but it's really hard for you, or to give that speech, or to speak up at that meeting, or to ask your boss for a raise, or to, you know, be more assertive than you're used to. Whatever it is, I think to grow and develop and learn and progress in life and at work, for sure, it's critical to be able to step outside our comfort zones. But it's hard. And so those would be the reasons why. And I think pretty much, you know, it was interesting when I spoke with, probably about 70, 80 people from all sorts of walks of life, professions, entrepreneurs, managers, executives, you know, all sorts of folks. Everyone had a story. Real easy to talk about.
Everyone certainly does have a story. Now, why is it so hard for people to reach outside of their comfort zones? It certainly is.
I think it's hard for a lot of reasons. I think people's initial impulse would be fear, right? And that's true. And what I do in the book is I sort of deconstruct. I talk about where that fear comes from. And I found it comes from a variety of sources. In some cases, people fear that they'll be inauthentic, that acting outside my comfort zone, this won't feel like me. It won't feel like the real me. And that's really hard. For instance, I spoke with a bunch of young entrepreneurs out there trying to pitch their ideas to venture capitalists. These are like 22, 23-year-olds. And they would put on a suit. They never wear a suit. They would almost have to speak in their grown-up voice, you know, to try to pretend that they're older and more wise than they are. And, you know, they felt really inauthentic. It was really awkward and uncomfortable. So inauthenticity is one challenge for acting outside our comfort zones. There's also the likability challenge, that we might fear that, you know, this version of us that we're kind of stepping into, that people won't like it. And that we'll feel, and a third one is that we're incompetent, that we really can't do it well, that you'll be afraid that you look like a fool giving a public speech, or you look like an idiot making that point in the meeting. Some people feel resentment. Some people even feel that what they're doing is wrong, like almost like a morality challenge. I spoke with a bunch of people, whether it had to do with, I spoke with a young entrepreneur who I profiled the story at the beginning of the book. She had to fire her best friend from her startup, and she knew it, in the end it was for the greater good of the business and her investors, but it was what she called a morality challenge. So there are a variety of reasons that it's really hard for us to step outside our comfort zones, and so those are some of them.
You certainly did cover the bases well in that response. Now, tell us about the research you did for this book. Where did it come from? Who did you talk with?
Sure. So I'm a professor, so I started with research, but I expanded it to also look at my own experiences and also a class I teach, which is an MBA class where I have my students step outside their comfort zones, and it almost became a living laboratory for me to study their experiences stepping outside their comfort zones. But in terms of the research itself, managers, doctors, so managers, for instance, delivering difficult news, performing layoffs, doctors performing painful procedures. We actually spoke with, as part of this research, pediatric physicians who had to perform painful procedures on kids and then explain the consequences and sometimes complications to parents. Police officers. I actually did a ride-along with two police officers for an entire day where we did 20 evictions. We evicted, you know, I was there. I, of course, didn't do the evictions myself, but I was there with a bulletproof vest and everything in the back of the police car, and then walking up to the houses where we had to evict people from their homes. These are really hard things for the police officers to do, stepping outside their comfort zones for sure. Actors, students, priests, rabbis, teachers, even baristas at your local coffee shop, goat farmers. I mean, I really wanted to cover the entrepreneurs, lots of entrepreneurs. I wanted to cover the spectrum. And what was so interesting is that the stories and examples were all so different, but the themes were so similar in terms of why it was challenging and how they were able to overcome the challenge. The last thing I'll say is the other sort of source of information here is me. And I talk about that in the book. I'm sometimes you think, gosh, you wrote a book on stepping outside your comfort zone. You must be, so fantastic at it. And I am not. I struggle just like everybody else. But I think maybe because of that, I'm really attuned to the challenges.
Good stuff. Today we are joined by Andy Malinsky, the author of the new book, Reach, a New Strategy to Help You Step Outside of Your Comfort Zone, Rise to the Challenge, and Build Confidence, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. So, Andy, what are a few key tips for learning to act outside of our comfort zones more successfully?
Yeah, across all these folks that I talk with, across the students, the MBA students who I have observed and tried to help and coach and teach to step outside their comfort zones, and also my own experience, I found three tips, three real key core things that pretty much everyone who was successful was doing. The first I call conviction. In other words, a deep sense of purpose and why you're doing this, because these are hard things, right, for all of us. These are tough things. We're going against the grain in some ways of our personality. Every bone in our body is saying, no, I'm not walking into that networking event. I am not pitching my ideas. I am not giving that speech. I am not whatever it might be. But how do you push through when every bone in your body is saying yes? And I found that everyone who was successful had developed some source of conviction. Why it's critical for you to do this in a deep way. So, for example, and for some people, it's, people just came to the realization that this is the necessary thing for me to do. I just absolutely have to do this. So, for instance, the woman who had to fire her best friend from her startup, she realized that this was critical for her investors, for the other employees in this small company who had left their jobs and basically were banking on the success of this enterprise. Some people do step outside their comfort zone because they really know it's going to make them feel good about themselves, help their self-esteem. For some people, it's about helping others. There are all sorts of reasons, but being able to sort of to identify and really embrace your reason is key. So that's conviction. Another tool is clarity. Another tip is clarity. I think we often go off what I call the psychological deep end in these situations, these scary situations. We what psychologists say, catastrophize. We think of the absolute worst. We're going to give a speech and we say, oh my gosh, I'm going to be an absolute failure. I'm never doing this. Or we might even think on the opposite extreme and say, I'll only do it unless I'm a speaking prodigy, unless I'm the next Tony Robbins or Oprah or whatever. And I think developing clarity is something I saw across really all successful people, developing some sort of middle ground view. Like, in other words, I'm going to give a speech. I probably won't be Tony Robbins. I won't be the best ever. But I'm also probably – the chances of me being the worst and my absolute fears being realized are also very slim. And I'll probably be somewhere in the middle. I'll probably be okay and, probably not perfect, but I'll probably learn a lot. And next time I'll, do even better probably. So that, that's a sense of clarity, sort of like a psychological grounding in a sense. So you've got conviction, you've got clarity. And then the third is what I call customization. And this is really interesting. I found that people in situations outside their comfort zone often feel powerless. they often feel like they're helpless in some ways, like, oh my gosh, this is just overwhelming. I found people who were successful, were able to make minor tweaks to situations. You know, minor, I call them customizations, changing their body language, wearing a power suit, bringing a lucky charm, bringing a friend to that networking event, deciding to go to that networking event just a little bit early so the crowd would be a little smaller, deciding, asking if you could do a Q&A session instead of a formal speech. Whatever it is, we often have more power than we think to sort of customize our version of a situation. And if you can make it just that little bit easier, you're going to increase the chances of getting over the hump. So in essence, it's conviction, it's clarity, and it's customization. Those were the three key tools that I profile in the book.
Your book certainly sounds like a must-read without a question. Lastly, what, if anything, surprised you during the writing and researching of this book?
Well, you know, I have to say a couple of things surprised me. The first was how this relates to everybody. There was not one person I met or talked with who did not, when I asked them, you know, about a situation outside their comfort zone, they did not look at me with sort of a knowing glance and say, oh, I got a situation for you, right? So it was not hard to get people to talk about, to think of a situation. And then the second part was what I was just going to say, that surprised me as well, is how willing I think people were to speak about these situations. You know, these are, for a lot of people, these are vulnerable situations, right? These are sort of, you could call them self-threatening situations. You know, if you feel, you know, awkward at making small talk, at delivering bad news, at giving feedback, at being assertive, at speaking your voice, at whatever it might be, you know, you might feel bad about yourself. And I wasn't anticipating people would be so, in general, so willing to share their insights. And, you know, part of me feels like, you know, in some cases, I think they kind of have come out on the other end and they want to share their success story. And I also think that many of them want to pay it forward in a way, because I think that people have insights from these little mini sort of acts of courage that they've done. And I think they, like, people really wanted to share their tips and success for and had empathy for people who are on the other side of it and are really struggling. So I guess those were the things that surprised me. I'm really excited about the book. I'm really proud of it, and I really hope your listeners will check it out.
And I certainly believe they will, Andy, and it has been great to have had you, and thanks so much for all the information shared here today. Where can listeners get more information about your book, make the purchase, and also how can they be in touch?
Sure. So I think the very best way is on my website for information about me. I'm very active on various forms of social media. I love to hear from listeners. My website, which I imagine might be in show notes or available elsewhere as well, but I'll spell it out. It's www.andymolinsky.com, and my name is spelled A-N-D-Y. M as in Mike, O-L-I-N as in November, S-K-Y.com. And I'm on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook, and feel free to get in touch. And of course, the book is available everywhere: Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, anywhere you get your books, whether it's audio, ebook, or old school bookstore, it'll be there.
Once again, Andy, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
I really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
And you are certainly welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Andy Molinsky, a professor of organizational behavior and psychology at Brandeis University's International Business School. He's also the author of the new book, Reach, a new strategy to help you step outside of your comfort zone, rise to the challenge, and build confidence. And for more information in all regards, visit andymolinsky.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.